And then we'll share the words that are shared here in the bulletin that was passed out as well in remembrance of Roman. Roman was born October 25th, 1938, to Roman and Thelma Gunther in Portland, Oregon. He was raised in Portland with sisters Kashiva and Allegra and brother Ed. He met Stella Morgan while attending Cleveland High School in southeast Portland. They spent most of their time together in high school, including being on rally squad together. After graduation, they were married on July 26, 1958 at Trinity Baptist Church in Portland. Roman attended Portland State University in mathematics, but was drafted before graduating. He was stationed in Fairfax, Virginia, when they welcomed the first of three sons, Roman Ernest. After discharge, the family moved briefly to Seattle, where son Scott was born. Their next home was back in Portland for 5 years, where they welcomed their youngest son, David. In 1971, the family moved to the Corvallis-Philomath area and eventually settled on the Woods Creek property that became Roman's haven from the busy world. While working for Digicorp in Corvallis, Roman sold to and installed the very first computer at Oregon State University. Shortly thereafter, he began his own computer company, Asset Control, creating security systems for clients such as Wells Fargo and Children's Hospital. In the early 1990s, Roman began shutting down that company and started to work more and more with his sons, running the office and bookwork for them for many years. Roman's favorite things in life were his family, both blood and family in Christ, being a short order cook for the parade of grandchildren constantly around, keeping the freezer full of ice cream and other goodies for the kids, big and small, getting the best deal on chicken, especially cheap chicken on Friday, concrete on the driveway instead of grass or mud, and his plastic travel mug full of coffee. He was incredibly generous to family and friends, especially at the holidays, but never missed an opportunity to grumble about them. The holidays, not family and friends, though. He loved to drive and picked up supplies for his son's company or delivered items to clients and took at least one trip to Corvallis every day, whether he needed to or not, usually buying two chicken breasts for dinner or another head of lettuce. Roman spent many hours at the little kitchen table chopping items for the salad he and Stella had every evening. Minced romaine, Nampa cabbage, and bok choy created a base for the addition of tiny diced celery, radishes, tomatoes, cucumber, grated carrot, chopped tomato, and green onion. That might seem a strange item to include here, but when you have the same dish for 50 plus years, it's got to count somewhere. In later years, Roman battled COPD, a congestive heart failure, arthritis, and osteoporosis. Life was not comfortable for him, and when he was no longer able to drive, his discomfort became more than physical. After a very brief time on at-home hospice, Roman passed in his home on Woods Creek Road, September 25th, 2021, just 1 month shy of his 83rd birthday. He was surrounded by his wife and three sons. He is survived by his siblings, his sons, 10 grandchildren, one great-grandchild, and many nieces and nephews. We are thankful that he was able to be home where he wanted to be, thankful that he was able to visit with so many family in the last few months after more than a year of limited contact, but mostly thankful that he is out of pain and rejoicing with his Lord and Savior. We will meet again.